Hello, my name is David Runciman, and this is Talking Politics. This week, we're going to take a look back at some of the guests we've had on over the past year since we launched in September 2016. It has been an amazing time for politics and for this podcast. We're in the lucky position that we can grab some of the most interesting people around and talk to them to get their take on what the hell's been going on.
One of the things you find time and again in both Greek and Roman literature is the idea that the woman is phony. You can't trust a woman because she's not what you see. There's endless stuff about women make themselves up, you know, so women pretend to be what they're not. And I think that it's extremely interesting to see that working through. Often, I think, not consciously thought out, modern abuse of women politicians.
Now, in the case of humans, we use our feelings in order to solve problems. Our intelligence, to a large extent, is emotional intelligence. But it doesn't have to be like that. And in the case of computers and artificial intelligence, what we are seeing is amazing progress as far as intelligence goes, without any progress whatsoever in consciousness.
Yuval Noah Harari kicked off the season to talk about his amazing new book, Homo Deus, which tells us about a future of robots in which we don't play a very big part. A few months later, we had a glass of wine with the classicist Mary Beard to talk about women in politics and American presidential politics. If you want to catch up on any of these episodes, just go to our website, talkingpoliticspodcast.com. They're all there.
I promised myself I wouldn't check the betting odds because I didn't want to make that mistake again, and I've just checked the betting odds.
I think we're going to go to the TV and see what the results are so far.
So it's 2:20 in the morning. Currently things are going worse for the Democrats than they would probably like.
I've started trying to follow it online as well, 538 and other places. Genuinely, I think CNN are trying to slightly talk up how close it is.
The polling industry got everything entirely wrong, because at the moment I see absolutely no path forward for Hillary Clinton to be the next president of the United States. It will be Donald Trump.
Wow. Wow.
It's fair to say that quite a lot of what's happened over the past year took all of us by surprise. And then it took us by surprise again.
And the Vice President, Joseph R. Biden, escorted by Senate Democratic Secretary Hillary Clinton, Senate Democratic Leader and Rules Committee Ranking Member Charles Schumer.
Hello, my name is David Runciman, and this is Talking Politics. Here we are again, sitting around this table after Helen, no sleep. Finbar, no sleep.
4 hours.
Glenn.
Half an hour.
Me, no sleep. The catchphrase for this podcast when we started was Corbyn! Brexit! Trump! And I was thinking recently we should update that, and it turns out we don't need to update that. Corbyn, Brexit, Trump, that's our world.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again.
Though we're based in Cambridge, we haven't just taken people from Cambridge, and this isn't just about British and American politics. Democracy is really feeling the strain pretty much everywhere in the world, and we've tried to find the most interesting people to help us understand that too.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
For one, both are outsiders, and they broaden their appeal using Twitter. I mean, these are very superficial things I'm talking about, but they are important in the sense that here is Modi, who was an outcast, widely derided in Indian politics, really in a kind of disgrace after his complicity, some people would say suspected, but many others would say quite real complicity in anti-Muslim violence in 2002. And for a long time, you know, nobody thought that he would go anywhere apart from continue being chief minister of Gujarat.
I think that unfortunately, you know, ethnic division and nationalist division are sort of taking over the class-based division, basically. But it could change. You know, this is not something, it's not as if we are stuck in this situation forever. But I think this, there is a need to rethink the conditions under which, you know, class-based vertical redistribution and winning coalition pushing for vertical redistribution can or cannot happen.
One of the things that we really like to do on Talking Politics is take the long view. And where possible, we try and fit what's happening now into the big sweep of history.
So when you read Stephen Douglas in 1858 trying to convince an audience of voters in Illinois who want to vote for Abraham Lincoln, that if you read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, you discover Douglas would argue that the United States was founded by white people for the benefit of their posterity forever. And that's a big argument in 1858, and it looms a little larger in 2016 than it did in 2008. As a historian looking at the chronicle of the past, that's going to leap out to you and maybe feel that that's a thread that has continued maybe and has had a more vital, continuous source of support as a counter-interpretation.
On our panel, we have experts in pretty much everything from the foreign policy of the Middle East through to what the hell's going on inside the Labour Party. And occasionally, we also grab some big-name politicians, too.
My own view is that there are structural problems with the European Union that need to be fixed, and some of them are related to the shape and the size of the single currency. Others of them are related to the distance of European institutions from the people.
I hope you can tell that we really enjoy having these conversations, even if occasionally we get a bit doomy and gloomy. We hope you've enjoyed them, too. You can find out a lot more about what we do at tppodcast_ on Twitter. We share the things that we've been reading there. Each new episode is posted every Thursday, but you can find out a lot more of what's happening in between. We'll be carrying on these conversations over the summer and into the autumn. Do join us again for that. My name is David Runciman, and we've been Talking Politics.
All I have is a voice to undo the folded lie, the romantic lie in the brain of the sensual man in the street, and the lie of authority whose buildings grope the sky. There is no such thing as the state, and no one exists alone. Hunger allows no choice to the citizen or the police. We must love one another or die. Defenseless under the night, our world in stupor lies, yet dotted everywhere, ironic points of light flash out wherever the just exchange their messages. May I, composed like them of eros and of dust, beleaguered by the same negation and despair, show an affirming flame?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.